Kumusta? Welcome to the Jay Aruga Show, protecting the Filipino family from woke ideology. At kung ngayon lang kayo nakinig or nakapanood ng podcast na ito, please, you know the drill, subscribe, and kung sa YouTube ka, pakipindot na rin ng like button and yung bell para may notification ka kung may bago tayong video na inilabas. Paki-subscribe na rin sa The Jay Aruga Show Facebook page and yung bago nating project, The Sentinel PH Facebook page, dahil dito ako nagre-release ng mga bagong videos araw-araw on top of our Spotify, Apple Podcast, and YouTube channel. Ano ang pag-uusapan natin today? There is a very interesting video that I would like to show you guys. Kilala niyo ba tong taong ito? So ito si Richard Dawkins, and let's listen to what he's got to say.
I was slightly horrified to hear that Ramadan is being promoted instead. I do think that we are culturally a Christian country. I call myself a cultural Christian. I'm not a believer, but there's a distinction between being a believing Christian and being a cultural Christian. And so, you know, I love hymns and Christmas carols, and I sort of feel at home in the Christian ethos. I feel that we are a Christian country in that sense. It's true that statistically the number of people who actually believe in Christianity is going down, and I'm happy with that. But I would not be happy if, for example, we lost all our cathedrals and our beautiful parish churches. So I count myself a cultural Christian. I think it would matter if we, certainly if we substituted any alternative religion, that would be truly dreadful.
All right. Sino tong tao na to? Sa mga hindi nakakilala, siya si Richard Dawkins, sikat na atheist, isa sa mga four horsemen of the new atheist movement na tinatawag. Kasama niya dito sina Sam Harris, Daniel Dennett, and the late Christopher Hitchens. So, sikat sila nung early 2000s. And nabasa ko pa nga ang aklat niya na The God Delusion. Bestseller na aklat. Nung nabasa ko yung The God Delusion, theist na ako nun. And medyo binasa ko lang ito para malaman kung anong sinasabi ng kabilang panig. Pero nung time na yon, theist na ako. Ang madalas ko nang panoorin sa YouTube ay kung paano sila pulbusin ni William Lane Craig. So lahat ng apat na four horsemen of the new atheist movement ay nakadebate ni Dr. William Lane Craig. And The God Delusion, nung binasa ko ito, may mga na-spot ako na inconsistencies sa philosophy. I really think na si Dawkins should have just stayed sa kanyang forte, which is evolutional biology. Medyo hindi niya forte ang philosophy. With that said, pag-usapan natin itong napanood natin. Sabi ni Dawkins dito, he's now a cultural Christian. Although, hindi pa rin daw siya Christian dahil hindi naman siya naniniwala sa beliefs ng Christianity. Hindi pa rin siya naniniwala sa Diyos. Pero, Christianity is nice to have. And, I remember si Sam Harris during his debate with Dr. Jordan Peterson na he somehow alluded to this as well. Na, mas gusto na niyang ang mga tao is naniniwala sa isang Diyos because of heuristics, meaning it's useful na ganito kesa sa alternative. And si Dr. Dawkins ay ito rin sinasabi niya. He identifies as a cultural Christian. Medyo may weird lang dun sa sinabi niya na masaya siya na bumababa ang church attendance. Dahil I think sinasabi niya na medyo nagiging atheist na yung mga tao, kaya bumababa ang church attendance, pero nagagandahan pa rin siya sa mga cathedrals. And ito yung binibring to the table ng Christianity. Yung tatlong transcendentals. Truth, goodness, and beauty. At yung beauty, ito yung nakikita natin. Sabi ni Richard Dawkins, gusto daw niya yung mga Christmas hymns, gusto daw niya yung cathedrals, maganda yung architecture ng cathedral. So, may beauty that we bring to the table. Ayun, and in fact, baka nga deep inside him, medyo may cognitive dissonance si Richard Dawkins, because for the longest time, Christianity is something he's trying to destroy. For the longest time, yung God delusion na aklat niya, inuudyok niya ang mga tao na hindi na maging believer in God, believer in Christianity. And hindi ba medyo kung ito yung thinking mo at gusto mo ang art na lumalabas mula sa Christianity, hindi ba parang magkakaroon ka ng cognitive dissonance dito? Hindi ba? But I'm seeing this trend now. I'm seeing this trend na ang mga atheist ay unti-unting nagiging Kristiyano. Yes, because of wokeism. And ang ilan sa mga atheists na to, nare-realize nila na when they destroy religion, when they destroy belief in God. Ito yung sinasabi ni Friedrich Nietzsche, yung German philosopher, sa kanyang aklat na The Gay Science. Sabi ni Nietzsche, God is dead. And ang ibig niya sabihin dito is because of the Enlightenment, unti-unti ang Europe ay nasa-secularize, dumadami ang taong hindi na naniniwala sa Diyos. And I think yung time na yon that Nietzsche was seeing is ito na ngayon, yung tinutukoy niyang time na marami ng mga secular people na hindi naniniwala sa Diyos. And according to Nietzsche, God being dead, si Nietzsche is an atheist, kaya hindi naman siya talaga naniniwala na patay na ang Diyos. Or gaya ng isang philosopher din na nagsabi na natutulog ang Diyos. So, ang pangalan ng philosopher na yon ay si Gary V. So, ang gusto lang sabihin ni Nietzsche is, kapag nawala ang Diyos, mapupunta sa nihilism ang mga tao. Mawawala ng reason for meaning ang mga tao. And the danger here is, hindi naman sa magiging walang Diyos lang mga tao. What will happen when they become nihilist is maghanap sila ng alternate meaning na ipapalit nila sa God-sized hole na tinanggal nila sa buhay nila. And yan ngayon ang nakikita natin sa wokeism. Dahil maraming mga tao na walang meaning ang buhay nila, naghanap sila ng cause to give purpose to their life, at ang nakita lang cause is wokeism. At itong mga atheists na to, si Richard Dawkins, kamakailan lang, he got into trouble sa gender ideology crowd. In fact, nung nag-post siya sa Twitter na about criticizing that men and women cannot be interchangeable, it's a biological reality, natanggal ang kanyang humanitarian award. May isang award-giving body na nag-pull out ng kanyang humanitarian award. And ito yung kinakaharap ni Richard Dawkins ngayon. Eventually, ay magka-come into the hard question siya na baka kailangan na niya talagang maniwala sa Diyos. And guys, let's pray for him. So, ito yung trend sa mga atheists ngayon. Let me show you this one. There's a friend. May friend si Richard Dawkins. His right-hand man. And tignan natin tong news na ito. How Dawkins' right-hand man came to faith. At ito ay si Josh Timonen. Sabi niya, Josh Timonen was sure, sabi sa article, that God did not exist. And to convince others of that too, sabi ni Josh Timonen, he wrote The God Delusion together with well-known science atheist Richard Dawkins. Now things drastically changed. Atheism is a worldview for weak men. So ito yung right-hand man ni Richard Dawkins. Imaginin mo yung right-hand man mo bilang isang sikat na atheist na katulong mo sa pagsulat ng The God Delusion. Nag-turn, di ba? Medyo baka mawindang ka nito. Aside from that, may isang pinost si Richard Dawkins sa Twitter noon na ikinagulat ko. So let's read this. Sabi niya, maybe there is still something for me to learn when it comes to religion. My dear friend and former atheist, Ayan Hirsi Ali, has become a Christian. We will be discussing this at the inaugural Dissident Dialogues Festival. At kung babasahin natin ang isinulat ni Ayan, ay ito yun. I will share the links to all of these sa show notes ng podcast. So ito si Ayan Hirsi Ali. And meron siyang article na sinasabi, Why I Am Now a Christian? Atheism Can't Equip Us for Civilization's War. And hindi ko nababasahin itong buong article, pero punta tayo sa gist of it, kung bakit siya naging Christian daw. So ito yun. Hinighlight ko na. Sabi niya why she changed, why she calls herself a Christian now. Part of the answer is global. Western civilization is under threat from three different but related forces. Number one, the resurgence of great power, authoritarianism, and expansionism in the forms of the Chinese Communist Party and Vladimir Putin's Russia. Number two, the rise of global Islamism. And number three, which threatens to mobilize the vast population against the West. Number three, ang sinasabi niya, the viral spread of woke ideology, which is eating into the moral fiber of the next generation. So, kita mo nga naman, yung wokeism, it's kicking the sense from these atheists. Medyo napapaisip tuloy sila. Dahil kung atheist ka, malaking chance na moral relativist ka rin. Anong ibig sabihin ng moral relativism? Ibig sabihin, your morality is not grounded anywhere. It's your truth, di ba? Walang the truth. So walang objective morality. Morality is just something we can warp according to our wills. Eh, ang daming mga tao na may iba't ibang notion ng kung ano ang morality, di ba? Kung walang God, walang ground kung saan nakabase ang morality. And dahil sa atheist sila noon, wala silang ground kung saan nila binibase ang morality nila. And maraming mga tao na, yun nga, they replace God with something else. They replace God with woke ideology. Kaya unti-unti, itong mga atheists na to, and I pray na hindi sila ang huling atheist na magko-convert to Christianity. Itong mga atheists na to ay nakikita nila ang pagkakamali nila, ang pagkakamali ng worldview nila, ang effect ng pinapush nilang atheism. So, yeah, yun lang ang masasabi ko. Let's say a prayer to these atheists para mas yung mga nag-convert, si Josh, si Ayan, na mas mag-tibay ang kanilang pananampalataya. Let's say a prayer for Richard Dawkins as well. At kung meron kang atheist na kaibigan, say a prayer for them as well. I know that prayer works dahil I was an atheist. Kung napakinggan niyo yung conversion story ko, it's a long journey from atheism to theism to Catholicism. It took me 18 years. Pero sa gilid nun, ay may kaibigan akong nagdadasal pala para sa akin, para sa aking conversion, si Brother Mike. So shout out sa'yo, Brother Mike. Kaya, prayer works. And yun lang ang gusto kong sabihin. I think, at this point, atheism is dead. All right. This is Jay Aruga. This has been another episode of the Jay Aruga Show. At the end of the day, it will be night. Goodbye.
Hi, this is Jay Aruga of the Jay Aruga Show. If you like what you just saw, please consider subscribing and smash that like button. We'll need all of your help to take back the culture from this ideological colonization of the West. Thank you.